Today, I'm speaking with Leah Andreminder, an AI researcher based in Missouri, the U.S., who focuses on the responsible use of artificial intelligence. Andreminder researches areas where AI technologies raise ethical concerns, particularly in how they impact privacy, decision-making, and bias. In addition to her work in Missouri and other projects, Andreminder recently shared her insights at the Academy of Science and Charles University in Prague. We'll also explore how AI research is viewed in the U.S. compared to Czechia, and how emerging AI technologies are influencing the world today. What are your areas of focus and research? Could you explain the specific kind of areas and also some ethical concerns, since we're talking about ethics and AI, in your research at the University of Missouri?
Well, I'm proud that I'm at the journalism school at the University of Missouri, and my focus is strategic communication, public relations. I've had decades of experience and decided to go back and get my doctoral degree in and specifically do research on how public relations practitioners can both practice responsible AI in the use of generative AI, and then how can they best counsel their clients or organizations. And relative to ethical practice, I'm specifically interested in trust, truth, and transparency. I'm a fellow of the Public Relations Society of America. We have an ethical code of conduct similar to the journalism code, if you will. And so I'm very interested in those areas.
What are some ways people are concerned? And also, we'll get to the Czech question and the U.S. question, maybe some comparative politics there in a sec.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So when we're talking about trust, we're talking about how do we protect confidentiality, privacy, security, how do we avoid copyright violations. You know, that's a big issue with lawsuits here. And in terms of establishing truth, how are we fact-checking, looking for, you know, these hallucinations that the AI makes, making those corrections, and also correcting for bias when we see it and we're able to do so. And then finally, on the transparency, which I think is quite intriguing right now, is disclosing its use to maintain trust with people and then ensure, you know, that we are telling the truth. And the disclosure issue is a very interesting aspect of the research.
And are you noticing different discussions, because you're talking about this kind of as if there's unanimous agreement on these issues. Are you noticing different discussions across the transatlantic, let's say, like in the EU and in Czechia or in the U.S.?
Oh, no, there's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not alignment. I mean, there's alignment in terms of the AI guidelines that the associations have put out on these issues. And, for example, I'll mention disclosure, right? So the association guidelines say, yes, we absolutely must disclose. But what is intriguing to me is that both in the U.S. and the Czech Republic, there's questions about that. So, for example, okay, I need to disclose my use of AI. Well, if I'm using it to get ideas and then I'm fully, you know, developing the final product, do I need to disclose that? The guidelines would indicate yes, but there's discussion about that. Or if for example, using a tool like Grammarly, which is to correct grammar, and for the large part, everyone says, no, of course you wouldn't. So I think even though the associations say we should disclose, I don't think it's universal, and I think there's lots of discussion about how and when. And certainly with, you know, when I'm talking about the agencies, they certainly need to disclose it to their clients, but even that varies on how they disclose. And again, it's the same in the Czech Republic and in the U.S. in terms of there's not agreement, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's interesting because I've used Grammarly liberally in my undergrad and graduate days. And so, but technically, correct me if I'm wrong, Grammarly, DeepL, or Google Translate, these are all types of AI, right? Like this is artificial intelligence. So yeah, what would someone who proposes disclosing, let's say ChatGPT or any of these other generative intelligences, have against something like Grammarly, or what's the difference they make between those?
Well, on the one hand, and again, this is my research started in 2022, and so I'm continuing it. So up front, it was you need to disclose, but it really wasn't. It really isn't like, well, exactly how do I say? Do I say, for example, you know, I use Grammarly in producing this article, if you will, right? But now it's more, there's not as much concern about that as there is, you know, some experts are saying, well, I used ChatGPT to get ideas for this blog post, okay? And, but the, you know, the final product was produced by the human me. Like those are the kinds of discussions that are going on. Others are saying in the public relations field, and really, you know, also in academia, that, well, if you just use it to get ideas, you don't need to disclose that because the final end product is mine. So in an agency setting, it's more about, well, what's the agreement with the client? And even in the academic setting, it's, you know, what are the policies of the university in terms of disclosure?
And then you're also presenting this research very broadly. You're in Prague at Charles University. So how is this received for the Czech audience? Is there a difference with the U.S. audience?
So I presented several lectures at Charles University and the Czech Academy of Science, and that was in December. I have not presented this research formally in the U.S. as of this moment. I'm planning to. But the reaction at Charles University and the Czech Academy of Science was very positive in terms of we need to use this ethically and we need to follow the guidelines. Now, in the academic setting, there wasn't as much as disclosure because if that with students, that's according to the Charles University policy. And then in the Czech Academy of Science, there was many comments about the ethics of use and who determines what is ethical. And so that's an interesting discussion. I mean, when I talk about in my research, you know, Kant, the German philosopher, in terms of the categorical imperative, you know, do what is right. And to be honest with you, Jacob, you know, in business, we always face that, you know, what is right and ethical every single day. Not necessarily what is legal or what, you know, ethics should be above what is legal, right? What is the right thing to do? So there was quite a bit of discussion about that in Prague.
Right now, some people still frown upon AI use because they view it as detrimental to the creative spirit in journalism, maybe public relations as well. But there are many areas that come to mind where I can immediately see it as something very productive. For example, when I was in grad school, I was a teaching assistant, and I could see the human flaw in grading essays. You probably see this as well, where it was quite subjective in how teaching assistant to teaching assistant, maybe professor to professor, it's more even. But for the newcomers to grading essays, I saw it very imbalanced. So what would you say? And there's probably just a plethora of ways AI can assist to be more objective over our pursuits. So what would you say is any constructive note here on the proper use of AI? And you're not seeming at all someone who's saying that we shouldn't be using AI.
No, I think from both my practitioner experience and now my academic experience, what I'm seeing is you absolutely have to use it. The question is how you use it responsibly, and also are, you know, the tech companies also being responsible in terms of, you know, creating products that are safe and secure and, you know, do what, you know, have the appropriate guardrails regarding safety and ethical use. So I'm going to go back to Grammarly because this just happened. You know, Grammarly is one of the big concerns is the scraping of your information and putting confidential information into the tools, right? So if you have free tools that you're using, you know, how are those tools using that information? So there is a concern that do not put confidential information into these free tools, and then the you know, the tools that have the guardrails, if you will, really looking at that to make sure that, that those are safe. So, and that I thought that was very interesting that that just came up at my university regarding the use of Grammarly.
What do you think about the productivity, the economics of this? A lot of people are saying that we've been lagging in this department. We don't know how to increase productivity, especially with the demographic losses, the population decreases. So is this potentially something that can revolutionize our productivity?
I believe in both sides, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm in the U.S. The U.S. is focused on innovation, focused on productivity. Many of the people that I spoke to, yes, absolutely, this will increase our productivity. So as long as we can maintain the human oversight, there is tremendous gains in productivity in terms of the speed at which you can get answers. And then, for example, you know, I'll take you kind of through a process, right? You ask it a question, and we call this ideation, and it gives you an answer, and you say, okay, well, I didn't think about that. You know, and it's so fast. It's so fast that there's no reason that this will not increase the productivity. The biggest, I think, barrier to it is not only the safety, but, you know, how to use it. But, you know, we have that with all technology, right? When all this technology comes out, like what percentage of the technology is actually being used to its full potential? So, again, this is very, very exciting time. It's going very, very fast. And from the ethical standpoint, you know, we do need to be concerned about these different issues of privacy and copyright and confidentiality and so on and so forth, you know, to make sure that we're moving forward responsibly. You know, President Biden gave a speech last night, and of course there's all kinds of political commentary about that, but there's one line that I pulled out of there, and it said, we must make sure AI is safe and trustworthy and good for all humankind. And again, I can't stress that enough. Yeah, the technology is great, but how can we make it, you know, the best for humankind? And that research has panned out both, you know, in the U.S. and in the Czech Republic, you know, individuals believe in that.
Do you think the EU or the Czech Republic are better at protecting digital privacy rights than the U.S.?
Well, that's interesting because I did think that it would be different because in the Czech Republic you have the EU AI Act, and yes, privacy was expressed as being important, but my concern is that there's a significant number of people that are using the free tools. And so I do have a question there. Now, certainly there's no suggestion that anyone's entering confidential information and so on and so forth, but I do have a concern about the free tools and exactly, you know, what information is going in there. But on a personal level, on a direct level, yes, individuals are concerned. And so I think there needs to be education there, if you will.